Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie. And if you're listening to this, this is the last track of the first half of Volume 5. That's right. Fake out. Haha. No, I'm kidding. You probably knew that. So 5.0, I did that for a reason. It was because I wanted to break this up into two, because a typical volume is 10 episodes, but given the subject matter that this volume revolves around, I wanted it to be more episodes. But after what happened with volume 4, that was just a lot. So I said, why don't I make this more fun and more and less complicated? So 5.0. We're done with that now after this episode. Then we go to volume 5.5. Because as you know, volumes are essentially like CDs or tapes. So flip the tape or put in disc 2 of the CD of the volume. So this is CD 5 and we're on the last track of CD 1 of CD 5. Or volume 5, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. Anyway, since we're halfway through, I figure it's finally time to discuss what the theme of Volume 5 is, because I really wanted there to be a theme. And I said I'm either going to do it at the end of the first half or at the very end. I figure I might as well do it here. So we're all familiar with CGDCT. That being cute girls doing cute things. Well, I think that's great, but what I'm really excited about with anime that I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough, there are a lot of cool girls in anime doing cool things. So CGDCT goes from cute girls doing cute things to cool girls doing cool things. Which, if you look back at like Night of Short Walk On Girl, Tatami Galaxy, Elsa from Frozen, which I still can't believe I was able to pull that off. Thank you, Robert. I really think that it's just a cool concept. And there are, whether it be in fiction or behind the scenes with directors and writers and storyboarders, there are a lot of amazing women in the anime landscape. I mean, there are a lot of amazing women, period, but in the anime landscape, a lot of cool shit would not happen without women. So I wanted to spotlight both stories and story makers. And the anime that we're talking about today is Battle Angel, or Gundam. When I say Battle Angel, I'm talking about Battle Angel Alita, or Alita Battle Angel. Whichever one suits your fancy. So, I'll be perfectly honest with you. And, yeah, that was a very long introduction. But I'll be perfectly honest with you. After watching the Hollywood adaptation directed by Robert Rodriguez, who directed one of the greatest movies of all time, Spy Kids, that was how I honestly found out that Gundam existed. Because otherwise I really wouldn't have known until probably years later. But I was so intrigued after watching the film. I was like, what is this based on? There's a manga out for it and an OVA? And this was back in 2019, so before the pandemic. I remember buying the special edition Blu-ray of the Hollywood movie from Target. I was very excited. And then when I moved for graduate school and I had a little bit of change in my pocket, I found some seller on eBay who was selling the OVA because I couldn't find it online. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but I found it and I bought it. It came and I watched it and I said, wow, this is really cool. And then I said, I really want to revisit this for volume 5. And I did. And now all I can say is, wow, that was really cool. See, over the course of my anime podcasting career, I've found that sometimes you don't have to be deep. You don't have to find any deep layered meaning to everything that you watch or read, and you don't have to apply it and find it where it very well may not be. So bear with me here while I tell you for just a few minutes why Gundam fucking owns. So, Gundam, or Battle Angel, is about this female cyborg named Gally, who was found by Dr. Ito, who is a doctor and mechanic who lives in this post-apocalyptic world called the Scrapyard. So, Dr. Ito finds her, he reconstructs her, and basically, he just starts living as her daughter, neither of them realizing that she essentially has this battle programming or spirit within her, thus the battle part of Battle Angel. The angel part I can only assume being because, I mean, everyone says that she's beautiful. Well, in this scrapyard, there is a system where basically the police are rendered obsolete, and we have hunter warriors. So Ito is a hunter warrior. A mission goes wrong, and Gally had been kind of figuring out that something was wrong because he was coming home injured, and ends up helping him out of a bind. And she's like, "I want to be a hunter warrior." And he says, "No." And she's like, "I am not just meant to be your doll." Then she becomes one. Becomes a hunter warrior, I mean. And what I really like about Battle Angel is that, and this is a quality that I really like about Luffy from One Piece, and that I like about Goku, believe it or not. I know I said something positive about DBZ. Well, really, Dragon Ball too. While there is a desire to look out for the people who are there for them, you know, their crew, their people. What really drives Luffy, Goku, and Gally is this innate desire for the freedom and exploration of themselves, their desires to grow, to be free to do what it is that they want, whether it be getting stronger or getting stronger or, wait for it, getting stronger. I mean, they are literally all built for this. Gally specifically is built for it. So seeing that come to the forefront in all of their stories, I think is very captivating, but I love seeing it in Gally's because she's like, I was made for this. I feel it within me, and I have to live out my purpose the way that I see fit. But she also has that morality system, so she's not like a lawful good. She's just doing what she wants. She's there for the people that she wants to be there for, the people who she wants to be with. And that is extremely apparent in these two OVA episodes, which, if you watch them together, it comes out to about 60 minutes. So it's a relatively short watch, which, by the way, I highly recommend you do. But Gally, overall, as a character, is not deep, at least not from what we get in these two episodes, but she is compelling and fun to watch because her innate desire to battle is awesome, which leads me to my next point. The fights in Battle Angel, in Gundam, in Alita Battle Angel are awesome. They're stellar. To go back, they fucking own. And let me tell you why. I watched a lot of action in my life. I've watched some 90s anime action. And this is one of the better choreographed anime that I've seen in terms of fights in the 90s. There's one fight in particular. I mean, I'm going to slightly describe it and it won't be spoilery, trust me. Gally is up against this absolute behemoth and it looks like she's on the ropes. But the way that this is animated, five of his appendages are just all over the place. She's running on them. She does this sick maneuver that essentially, once the man moves his arm again, it's rendered useless. And his entire shit is just wrecked. And I love it because you know how sometimes in anime, there's more like a flash fight, you know, choreography isn't that much of a thing. So maybe somebody put something somewhere or there was some sort of hidden hit that happened. Well, you see literally everything play out in Battle Angel. And then you also get the explanation because Gally is like, move this so that what I just did will render you useless. And that was awesome because I actually got to see what she did. And then I got the explanation too. So I was really happy about that. Now, there are two more things. I'll say three that I need to make known in our time together. First and foremost, back to Gally. She is an impressive specimen, not just for all of the reasons that I have listed, but imagine having a cybernetic body and the only thing that you need to be a fashion icon is to have a trench coat on and you are immediately the most attention-grabbing person in all of Scrapyard. That's a feat. There are a lot of other characters, background and foreground, who we see in our time with these two episodes. But Gally, in her trench coat, just eats in every scene that she's in. And when she's not wearing it, it's simply because she's about to square up. So, really, we're going back. There's the angel. Because how do you eat in every scene that you are in? Honestly, such a cool character. Gally is awesome. Now, up next, we have to talk about the animation. Like I said, this is from the 90s, so there's going to be this inextricable coolness that is just going to come. It's going to exude from every frame that you see. I really like the coloring, I like the shading, and I like how people move. Again, one, because it's very clear to see, but two, there's this prettiness that comes from the ugliness of the scrapyard because it does a lot to highlight the world that feels very lived in, very worn out, distressed, and I just think it's cool. I do. So whether it be the world itself or it be how well designed these character models are, which I've watched the movie and I've read the manga, or I'm reading the manga I should say, and each of them has their own distinct style, I'd have to say that while they all do an amazing job, I really prefer the anime. And that's saying something. Like, I'll watch this tens of dozens of times. And I feel like I would find something new to appreciate every time from a visual standpoint, not so much narrative, which I can't even knock it for because this isn't called Philosophy Angel. This is called Battle Angel, and it delivers on that. But just some stray detail that I'm sure I missed because I was so focused this second time after having not seen Battle Angel in years. I was just honestly heartily enjoying myself with everything that was going on, that I'm 100% certain that there are a lot of things that I missed. And I'm excited to go back at some point and look for them, try to pay even closer attention, look at everything that every scene has to offer. Because when you have something that is as deliberate as animation, there's always something, I think. You can look at something to death, and then you talk to somebody and they find something that there's just no way you, in your mind, think that you would have been able to catch. So I'm looking forward to researching this more, but it's just really cool. And that's honestly what's so great about animation. And one thing that I really like bonding with people with when it comes to anime really has given me a lot of great friends, and I'm happy about that. I'm happy about all of you guys. Now, the last thing, referring to the character designs that I discussed earlier, very briefly, it's not an episode of the Home for Anime if we don't talk about eyes. We've already talked about the great character designs, but these eyes are beautiful. What is so great about the eyes here is that they are wildly different. Gally's eyes are different from Ito's eyes in terms of construction, in terms of depth, and just design overall. And I love everything about that. But both of them are different from Yugo's eyes, which Yugo and Ito are both human, and they have vastly different eyes. And these eyes are not commonplace, not just in the animation of its time, but they're especially not commonplace now, which I'm disheartened almost because, I mean, I'm not going to say I've seen every anime out there, not even close. I wouldn't even say I watch a lot of anime, despite how many episodes of the Home for Anime there are. But I've never seen anything like Battle Angel. And while I think that's great, I guess I feel a bit sad that there aren't a lot of shows or movies that at least blatantly take some inspiration from it. But then again, we did get a Hollywood adaptation that was very well executed, so I guess I can't be mad about that. But Battle Angel really is something special. I mean, I tried to record this episode maybe four times, and every time I was like, oh man, I've got to talk about this in this way, and I've got to be super deep and analytical. And I was like, wait, no, this is just really cool. This is a lot of fun. Oh, by the way, it's very gory. Action, yes, gory, yes. If you are a dog fan, do not watch this. I've never seen the amount of blood splatter with the combination of guts that I saw in any anime. Probably because I'm a baby and I do not watch a lot of bloody or gory anime, which this was oddly digestible. Like I could handle it, but it was just enough, but it was still kind of messed up. So be cautious of that. I would say it's a hard rated R, but that's really it. Battle Angel, the OVA, is just such a great time, and really, read the manga, watch the film from Robert Rodriguez. They're all great ways to soak in this story, which is told vastly differently these three different ways. And I love that in a source material and adaptation, when they're able to take their liberties but still stick true to what the source is. The two adaptations, I mean, the source is just great. And the fact that we're able to, that they were able to make these derivatives of this work and still make it so great and still make them so great, it's just a testament to how wonderful Battle Angel is. So check all of them out, please. And with that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And also, the Discord server is always open to everyone and anyone. Thank you all so much. And like I said, switch out the tape, switch out the CD, and I will see you in part 2 of Volume 5.